are listening to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, with studios in Eager, Arizona, broadcasting on satellite GE1, transponder 7, 7.56 audio, and over 700 FM stations across the nation and around the world. We regret to inform our listeners that Anthony J. Hilder's Radio Free World will not be joining the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. The technical difficulties in airing his broadcast cannot be overcome at this time. We are working with Mr. Hilder to perfect some method by which we will still be able to carry his programming. Stay tuned now for the Hour of the Time. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen, and tonight we're going to continue with part three of our series on secret societies and psychological warfare. And this is taken from the research of the Intelligence Service, the CAGI News Service, and Michael A. Hoffman II. Would advise you to pay very, very close attention. And if you missed the first two segments, remember you can send a self-addressed stamped number 10 size envelope and $1 to Harvest, P.O. Box 1970, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925, and ask for an info pack. And we'll send you a current catalog of tapes and all of the other things that we produce at the Harvest Trust, including the new expose tome, if you will, monumental and encyclopedic in scope, Oklahoma City Day One by Michelle Marie Moore, with a foreword by yours truly. And you cannot afford to miss that book, I guarantee you. You can order studio quality stereo tapes of the Hour of the Time from our catalog, which we will send you when we receive your request. Remember, send a self-addressed number 10 size business envelope, make sure it's stamped, along with $1 to Harvest, P.O. Box 1970, Eager, Arizona, 85925. And we'll send you out a packet of information as soon as we receive it. And remember, those of you who missed parts 1 and 2 of this series might be a little lost, but if you just stick with it, you'll catch on to what's going on, I guarantee it. If you don't, order the first two tapes in the series. Remember, it's Secret Societies and Psychological Warfare. Don't go away. Well, it looks like this isn't going to work. Not working at all. Stand by, ladies and gentlemen. We're having technical difficulties here, which we tried to solve during the last hour, and unfortunately did not have some leads disconnected like we thought. And so you heard some of our efforts to straighten out this piece of equipment that seems to always be going on the blink. Let's see what happens now.
like you could make it. Welcome to the new world order. Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on Earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exported your jobs and surrendered our arms.
They want
a new world order. A new world order. A new world order. A new world order. The Illuminati wants you to be a slave from birth to grave. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor a reserve. The cash is made that fiat funny money stuff you call dollars for 2 pennies. They lend it back to us at full face value. Then charge you interest. You get the debt. They get the interest. They get the gold. You get the shell.
They want it.
A new world order. A new world order. A new world order. Controls the CIA, the FBI, the ATF, and the FDA. They don't give a damn about the POW and the MIA. Hillary, Billary, Hitler, Marx, and Mao. They want a new world order. They want it all. And they want it now. This Illuminati imports the dope. They create the chaos, bring us up, crush our hope. They created AIDS. It's their designer disease to bring you down, to grovel on your knees. They want to vaccinate your child and give them the mark. They want to illuminate you and keep you in the dark. They want you to pay for it with plastic, surrender your soul. They want you under their thumb,
under their control. They want it all.
A new world order.
They want it all. Last night, ladies and gentlemen, we left off talking about the symptomatic condition known as Masonic apoplexy in the 19th century, and today it is called zombieism. Let's continue by looking at the modern Catholic Church under Popes John the 23rd and Paul the 6th and Pope John Paul the second, which, taking a leaf, ladies and gentlemen, from the Elizabethan Anglican Archbishop Thomas Cranmer, announced publicly an enlightened new universal reform born of Vatican Council II's spirit of renewal and openness, henceforward to be marked by a new reverence for lay involvement, dialogue, and, catch this, democracy. And you hear people like Pat Robertson and Paul Crouch echoing these same sentiments, in fact, calling for the Pope to take leadership over the Christian church worldwide, including Protestantism. How can that be? For Protestant means to protest against the Catholic Church. Something is happening here, ladies and gentlemen, that you had better pay very close attention to. Now, remember, this is not a religious broadcast, and I am not criticizing your religion, whatever religion you belong to. I am merely calling your attention to the manipulation of all of us by the leaders of some of these religious movements and churches. Now, just as Cranmer sneered at the common peasants in England who dared to protest the repression of the traditional liturgy, Cranmer had claimed they no longer wanted the Vatican II Catholic Church, in the name of new freedoms, also suppressed, against the wishes of the common people, the old liturgy. They just turned it around. It was outlawed, and a modern liturgy designed by the Freemason Annibale Bugnini and love, spelled L-U-H-V, rhetoric to justify the suppression in the name of the people's wishes followed it. Cranmer murdered en masse the English Catholic peasants who rose in defense of the old liturgy. Cranmer massacred them and crushed their peasant uprising, which became known as the Western Rising. It was the time, in fact, when the old Knights Templars, seeking their revenge, again took control of the Knights Hospitallers, now known as the Knights of Malta. Or more correctly, the ancient and military Order of the Knights of Malta, which is, in fact, the militia of the Pope. Later, the infiltration of the Vatican by the Masonic Order was complete by the Propaganda II Lodge in Italy, which was created by the Central Intelligence Agency, working in concert with the Mafia. And this is all documented in Piers Compton's excellent work, fully documented and sourced, known as The Broken Cross. This Protestant Inquisition is seldom mentioned nowadays, in keeping with the massive strategy of tarring only the Catholic Church with the brush of Inquisitor, and thereby building up the Protestantism as the exclusive true Christianity. Not so. They have presented this false picture to the world because Protestantism was the chosen vehicle, ladies and gentlemen, through which Freemasonry infiltrated Christianity and through which it is destroying the church today. Protestants, not just Catholics, persecuted and executed thousands of Anabaptists, which were the forerunners of today's Mennonites and Amish peoples. Michael Servetus, a dissenting mathematician, was burned at the stake in Switzerland by Calvinists. According to contemporary adherents of paganism, the 16th century covens of Wicca sided with the Protestant Queen Elizabeth against the Catholics in appreciation of her having awarded Satanist John Dee, the founder of Freemasonry in England, high office in her government. And for that, you can look in The Pinnacle and the Wand by Howard Rheingold, by the Whole Earth Review, Spring 1992, page 61. The French Revolution of 1789, which was also known as the Reign of Terror, was a Masonic war against the Catholic Church and the Catholic people of France, a war conducted with all the instruments of torture and all the atrocities of an Inquisition. The Masonic hanging judge, Jean-Baptiste Carrier, ordered the execution of 13,000 Catholics who were drowned in the Loire River in boats especially designed just for that purpose. And on December the 23rd, 1793, The Masonic general Francois Westerman attacked the Catholic village of Savigny, killing hundreds of Catholic women and children. Westerman bragged that he had trampled children under horses' feet and massacred women who will no longer give birth to brigands. His exact words. In 1794, another of the generals of the French Revolution, the Freemason Louis-Marie Thoreau, ordered the slaughter of 109 Catholic children in the village of Luc-sur-Boulogne. In the western section of France, in the area around Nantes, known as the Vendée, hundreds of thousands of Catholics were slaughtered by the Masonic government of the French Revolution. Thousands of their religious leaders were also killed in Paris and other areas for their opposition to the suzerainty of the Masonic cryptocracy. A great deal, ladies and gentlemen, has changed since then, however. Today, the Vatican is as firmly in the pocket of the Freemasons as are many Protestant institutions in this country. Most memorable is the recent takeover of the Southern Baptist Church in its entirety by the Masonic Brotherhood. It is not secret. It has been openly admitted. Pope John Paul II, presented in the Masonic media as a strict conservative, is actually an agent of one world, New Age, Luciferianism. But don't just climb on the Catholic Church, folks. Almost all of the organized church bodies that exist in the world today are in the clutches of Mystery Babylon. In 1986, Pope John Paul II convened a World Council of Religions, including African devil worshippers, Buddhists, and Muslims, at a church named after the Apostle Peter in Assisi, Italy. According to the New York Times of October 28, 1986, I quote, "The Buddhists, led by the Dalai Lama, quickly converted the altar of the Church of San Pietro by placing a small statue of the Buddha atop the tabernacle and setting prayer scrolls and incense burners around it." End quote. The Dalai Lama of Tibet is revered as a god-king by his followers. Talk about the abomination of desolation. Sincere Christians of all denominations condemned the Assisi Rite. Protestant leader Dr. Carl McIntyre called it, and I quote, "the greatest single abomination in church history," end quote. Catholic Bishop Marcel Lefebvre labeled Pope John Paul II's actions in Assisi, quote, "the supreme imposture, the culminating insult to our Lord, a diabolical act," end quote. Thus we observe the conflict between truths perceived deep within and lies people force themselves to assent to in public. In the name of the people, the wishes of the people are overthrown. Is there a reason this double mind has been induced? If someone is making us deliberately mentally ill, it may be that this is done so that we will look to that someone for healing and relief. Into the double mind breach step the elite managers of the Masonic Hermetic Academy, who through symbol and word manipulation can temporarily unite our persona and anima, thus lifting an immense burden from us, relieving us, if you will, of our stress and confusion. Oh, you have a problem? We have an answer. Oh, a building blew up in Oklahoma City? My goodness, let us protect you, for this could happen to any building. Let us take away your arms and ammunition so that you cannot protect yourself. Let us furnish your security. Trust us. We will be good to you. We will never become despotic or tyrannical. We would never, ever murder 86 people in a small Christian church in Waco, Texas, just because they had not paid a $200 tax for a supposed automatic weapon, which they never had in the first place. And of course, we would never shoot and murder a mother unarmed, was guilty of no crime, wanted for nothing, standing in a doorway holding her baby to her breast. We will protect you. Give us your guns. Give us your arms. Let us take care of you. We will save you from yourselves. Isn't that what we hear? The double mind breach. They're relieving us of our stress and confusion. And this function can easily, ladies and gentlemen, assume in the minds of the subject patients, the people, a godlike status. I submit this status is characterized by the use of the term they in our society, as in, why don't they come up with a tire that will never wear out or a cure for cancer? As in, they have a cure for cancer, but the doctors would lose too much money, so they have suppressed it. Or, they say the CIA killed Kennedy, and he was fornicating with Marilyn throughout his presidency. They write the movie scripts and the billboard slogans. They have the money and the power and control of the illusion machine. They can cure cancer or withhold the cure. They reveal the secrets behind assassinations and scandals. What will they do next? How will they program the show today? Let's sit back, watch, and find out. Since we choose to refuse to genuinely heal the rift between the two sides of our mentality by the tough means of repudiating our lying public persona and taking action on the understanding of our true self, we relinquish autonomy to those who make it appear that they can heal us at no great cost or trouble on our part. You don't have to be responsible. You don't have to take any risk. You don't even have to get up off your couch. We will heal you. We will provide you security. We will take care of you. But never mind that they are also the ones who implanted the rift in the first place, a la Hegel, and the dialectic is working upon us all the time. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, we have little or no power. We cannot act. We cannot invent. We cannot cure. We must wait and see what happens. We must see what they make happen. And if you believe that, you're already dead and buried. And if you want proof that that's not true, I am living proof. The final coffin in the nail of our free will is the fact that we ourselves know in our heart of hearts that what I just told you is not true. It is false. And I have proven it false over and over and over again. When they told me that no one would listen, I drove thousands of miles to talk to three people in someone's living room until there were groups listening. When they said I couldn't write a book because no one would publish it, I wrote a book and it was published, and it became the underground bestseller for over 6 years in a row. When they said I could not get on radio, no one would allow me to have a voice on radio, I created my own broadcast and paid for it myself. And when they said no newspaper in this country prints the truth, I started my own newspaper and named it Truth, Veritas, which is Latin for truth, and send it free to everybody in Washington, D.C., so they know that I know and that I'm printing it, and it's the fastest growing newspaper in the nation. And when they began their attack upon the patriots and constitutionists and Christians in this country after the bombing of the Oklahoma Muir federal building. I set my people into motion to investigate and discover the truth of that bombing. And I hounded my station chief, Michelle Marie Moore, until she wrote a book on the findings of our investigation. And I can assure you, it is turning Oklahoma up on its ear. You see, it is we, the people who have the power and the responsibility. And we could crush them tomorrow morning if we but chose to do it. You see, they are only an illusion, every bit as ephemeral as the patter of a carnival sideshow bunco artist beckoning to us from the other side of the hoochie-coochie tent. And that is the truth. They practice magic. Magic is nothing but the art of illusion. And if they can fog your brain and dazzle you with baffling BS, and if they can desensitize you with flooding you with violence on a daily basis over and over and over again on television and in movies and on radio, they're practicing magic. Through the art of illusion, they are destroying your ability to act and to think and to perform. They are taking away your power, but it is not really they who take it away. It is you who give it. You give it by your participation in this magic act. But you see, some people know that we have the power. And some people know. They know that we could crush them tomorrow morning if we chose. But they don't want to, you see, because if we overthrew them tomorrow, we would have to write our own scripts and be responsible and take care of ourselves and take risks and provide for our own securities. We would have to heal ourselves. We would have to admit the colossal waste and loss and destruction of the past years, which our laziness and folly have made possible. We would have to experience the pain of being alive and responsible. We would have to start acting like men and women instead of as children, as slaves, and as weaklings, as we are prone to do today on a daily basis. The Hermetic Academy, being great scholars of human nature, know this and depend upon our ignorance, apathy, and stupidity and our willingness to go along with this magic act in order to enslave us and in control. Take us by the strings, the puppet strings, and when they play the tune, we will dance. Boy, I bet that's enough to make you sleep well tonight. But I'm not finished, ladies and gentlemen, so don't go away. I will be right back.
cow. Oh, the sun on the mountains. I don't pretend to understand it all. It's coming from the silence on the dock of the bay, from the break of all the battered heart of Chevrolet. The month seals come to the USA.
Ladies and gentlemen, the hour of the time is brought to you by Swiss America Trading. 1-800-289-2646. Write the number down. If it were not for Craig Smith and Swiss America Trading, you would not be listening to the hour of the time, or, for that matter, the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. They specialize in non-reportable, non-confiscatable hard assets. At least they're non-reportable and non-confiscatable now, and if you take advantage of that fact, you can amass a bulwark against the downfall of the economy, which is one of the last planks in the Communist Manifesto written by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels, which has not yet been implemented. The goal to destroy the economy of the United States of America in order to eliminate the middle class. You see, because in the New World Order, they can only have two classes of people, the rulers and the ruled. The middle class threatens that system. There has only been one money in the history of the world that has never failed, ladies and gentlemen. It is the only thing that never, ever loses its value. Oh, you may think that it does, as its price fluctuates with the inflation of the dollar. As the perceived value of paper fluctuates, you will see a rise or fall in the price of gold and silver. However, if you watch very carefully, that is reflected in other areas also. You see, today 1 ounce of gold will buy the exact same number of loaves of bread as it would 1,000 years ago, as it will 500 years from now. All paper money systems in the history of the world have failed. No hard money based upon gold and silver coin has ever failed. Why do you think the founding fathers gave Congress the power to coin money? They didn't say print money. They said coin money. Why does it say in the Constitution, no state shall tender in payment of debt anything other than gold or silver coin? And if it says that in the Constitution, then that is indeed the law of the land. Why is it that states do not do that? Why is it that the law says that a dollar is a specific measurement in weight and purity of silver coin or an equivalent in gold coin? Now take out one of those funny money green things from your wallet and look at it. First, it says federal. That's a lie. The Federal Reserve System is a private corporation. Number two, it says reserve. There is no reserve, I can assure you. Then it says note. It is not a note. A note is an instrument of debt. Yet you cannot call that note. It says $1, $2, $5, $10, $20. $50, $100. Really? Take that $1 note, put it beside the $100 note, and tell me the difference. Yet I could put one silver dollar beside 100 silver dollars, and you would instantly know the difference. You see, the value of a Federal Reserve note depends solely upon the number of fools who are willing to accept it and trade it for real worth. And that is how our nation, our country, our property is being robbed out from under us on a daily basis. Ever since our coinage was debased and our money has been counterfeited. That's right. What you're holding in your hand is counterfeit, for under the law, it is not money and never can be. It is just simply a piece of paper with ink on it created by a bookkeeping entry. And if you want to know the truth, it's absolutely worthless. 1-800-289-2646. Ask for the current newsletter. Ask how you can get your hands on some real money and thank them for sponsoring the Hour of the Time and the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. Thank them profusely. 1-800-289-2646. 1-800-BUY-COIN. Do it now. A great weight will be lifted from off your shoulders and you will feel so much better.
Places where there is need, from the homicidal bitches that goes down in every kitchen to determine who will serve and who will eat, from the wells of disappointment where the women kneel to pray for the grace of God in the desert, here in the desert far away. Democracy is coming up.
V.I. Lenin, the founder of the old Soviet Union, the leader of the Bolshevik Revolution, if you will, said democracy is indispensable to socialism, and he is absolutely correct. This is not a democracy, was never intended to be, cannot be, if we are to maintain and keep our freedom. Democracy leads to socialism, which leads to dictatorship, which leads to total ownership and control of everything and everybody by the state. It leads to a system where the state is supreme and the individual is nothing less than dung. Oh, yes. Where the state pretends to pay you and you will ultimately pretend to work. They will build, again, vodka factories and the populace will drown itself in a sea of alcohol in order to overcome for just a short while their misery. I've just described the old Soviet Union, and I am describing the future in the New World Order. You see, the Hermetic Academy is confident, and not without reason, ladies and gentlemen, that we will offer no substantial, no meaningful resistance to their imperium. Why? Well, the foster mothers of the human race, at least in the West, are cows. Perhaps we've imbibed so much of their fluid that we have become cows, terrified of freedom and its responsibilities. Epistemologist Charles Fort once remarked, quote, "I think we're farmed," end quote. And if you look back in the history of the human race, you will see that until this country was formed, that is exactly the condition in which the human race found itself, and every man and woman upon its surface of this earth was owned by somebody, some king, some sultan, some emir, some emperor, some lord, somebody. And according to the secret tradition of the Hermetic Academy, some of the secret societies believe the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden was a psychedelic mushroom, Stropharia cubensis. And these mushrooms, ladies and gentlemen, grow only in cow dung. There are essentially two forces competing for the hearts and minds of mankind. The first is the old force of the orthodoxy of the church and the throne, symbolized by the cross in the crown. It comes from the days when the Catholic Church not only ruled the church, but ruled the kings who ruled the nations. It was the combination of the church and state, a very dangerous combination, I might add. Reaction and authority. Those who regard themselves as dissidents and rebels against the establishment have been taught by the official counterculture that it is from this direction, from the ancient regime, that we can expect to encounter the greatest threat to liberty. We've been trained to expect that the threat to freedom comes from Christian religious and ethical orthodoxies based on faith and authority. And as long as government and religion can remain basically out of the control of each other, that is, the government does not control religion and religion does not control the government, we are relatively safe, but not for long. But any halfway competent student of deception will know that the greatest potential threat always comes from the unsuspected direction. It is a greater threat than the combination of religion and state. In this case, from the force that is misidentified and masked, that force which is fascism with a human face. It's called democracy. It's called socialism. It's called "I Feel Your Pain." I can't stand it sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, because it's so obvious to me. I've been studying it all my life, however, and I know that it may not be so obvious to you. Perhaps more important, there is one key principle of the psychology of mass mind control missing from the old model of authority embodied by the early fathers of the Christian church. They did not flatter you, and they did not come in disguise. The core of Orthodox Christianity's belief system was anti-occult to the marrow. It was the bad news about human nature. And that's why you don't get any flattery from me either. That's why President Clinton, in a White House memo, which Rush Limbaugh read on the air, named me as the most dangerous radio host in America, because I simply tell you the truth. I will not wax eloquent. I will not polish your knob. I will not lie to you. I will not tell you that you are the most brilliant, smartest, best educated people in the world, because at this very moment it is a lie. You are, for the most part, apathetic, ignorant, and stupid, or we would not be in the situation that we are in now. And all you have to do to change that is go into your bathroom, look in the mirror, and you will see everything that ails America today. Look yourself right in the eye and say, I've been stupid, apathetic, and ignorant, but I will never be stupid, apathetic, and ignorant again for the rest of my life. I am going to change that right now, and then do it. That's all it takes. I had to do it. Everyone who is awake and functioning in the real world had to do it. If you cannot do it, if you will not do it, then you are indeed a sheeple. Sheeple are no different from sheep, ladies and gentlemen, or cattle, or any other husbanded animal, for that matter. They're eventually sheared and then led to the slaughter, usually behind a Judas goat. A nation or world of people who will not use their intelligence are no better than animals who have no intelligence. Such people are beasts of burden and stakes on the table by their own choice and consent. And let that soak in. Let you think about that. You see, the revolutionary liberators, from the Soviet communists to the New Age groovers, the Marxists and communists who are in control of the government of the United States of America today, don't tell you the truth. They flatter you. They are the ones who have announced the delivery of humanity from the clutches of reaction and orthodoxy of this church of the official counterculture. Louis Ferdinand Céline observed in Mea Culpa, his seminal essay on Bolshevism, and I quote, "Since the end of religions, before this new modern altar, they have been swinging incense, they have been intoxicating man with the sense of his own importance, with all manner of rigmarole. Man has been made the whole church. No longer can he see anything with clear eyes. He is cracked. He believes anything that is told to him, just so long as it is flattering to him, as it is what he wants to hear," end quote. Does that sound familiar? And he went on, and I quote again, "The practical superiority of the great Christian religions was that they did not try to sugarcoat the pill. They did not try to throw dust in the eyes. They were not looking for voters. They never felt the need of ingratiating themselves. They did not wiggle their tails in an effort to please. They just seized man in his cradle and broke the bad news to him without reservation. They told him, 'You little shapeless stinker, you. You can never be anything but filth. By birth, you are nothing but merde. Do you hear me? You?' That's the evidence. That's the principle of everything. However, maybe, in scrutinizing the matter more closely, you have got one little chance of winning a bit of pardon for being as you are, so filthy, so excremental, so unbelievable. That is, if you can hold your chin up in the face of all the sorrows, all the afflictions, all the ordeals, miseries, and tortures you will have to face during your lifetime, whether it be long or short, always with perfect humility. Life, you louse, is just one long, bitter ordeal. Don't get out of breath. Don't expect noon to come at 2 o'clock. Just try to save your soul. That is something in itself. Maybe at the end of this cavalry of yours, if you get to be a regular fellow, a hero in keeping your trap shut, you may be saved by these principles. But even that is not a sure thing. Maybe even that is not a sure thing. One little hair's breadth, less filthy when you come to croak than when you were born, but don't take too much for granted. That's the whole story. Watch your step. Don't speculate on first and last things. For you, that is the maximum. And then there is always the very simple method, according to the church, is just to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you will be saved. And that was seriously spoken by real church fathers who knew the tools of their trade and did not try to do tricks with mirrors. And they knew that man's condition was a condition of perpetual temptation. Which very few have ever, if any, have ever been able to overcome. Even the parties that claim to be antidotes to the excesses of the degraded spirit of modernity, populism and democracy, are thoroughly modern and actually serve as bridges to that tyranny we have been taught to revere as the source of our liberation. Populism and democracy are based on the same notion of statecraft as the enemy they claim to oppose, predicated upon the flattery of man and human nature in order to pimp for votes and influence. It is,
don't make waves. Oh, why can't we all get along?
Tell you what you want to hear. Give you what you want to have. You see, it's not that easy, ladies and gentlemen. Life is a continuous confrontation with forks in the road. One is good, one is bad. And you could always wander completely off the road altogether and become lost, totally and completely lost. If you take the wrong fork at one of these junctions, there is always the opportunity at the next fork to get back on track. But it is a constant battle within ourselves. You see, I have studied this concept for many, many years, and I have to tell you that if there is a real devil, like Flip Wilson used to say, the devil made me do it. Now, I'm not telling you that there's no such thing as Satan or Lucifer. I'm telling you this. If there really is a devil, that devil exists in the hearts and minds of men and nowhere else. Nowhere else. For if you take man out of the equation, evil ceases to exist. And there is left only the laws of the universe and the balance of nature. Put man in the equation, and before long, evil will rear its ugly head and present itself to the world. The evil is within man, and that is why it was called the fall. The devil never made anyone do it. If you do it, you did it yourself because you fell into temptation. Isn't it amazing? Now, when all of it is placed in perspective, it's so much easier to understand. You will either go away from tonight's broadcast with a greater understanding of an awful lot, or you will become so incensed and so angry because I have identified some of the very traits in you which you tend to deny and cannot and will not confront, and you will set out to prove me wrong, and in doing so, you will see that I am right, and you will become an ally, eventually, when you have learned to deal with your own sheepleness. For until man once again confronts the real nature of his own condition and of the world around him, and accepts full responsibility for his actions, without blaming anyone else or any devil, until then, we will always be a puppet on the end of someone else's string. And ladies and gentlemen, when that someone pulls that string, we will dance. I hope you understand it takes a great deal of love for America and for Americans to tell you this. Good night. And God bless you all.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Hey, honey. Something's not right.
Throw out your arms. Clinton's been well past. We're here from the government. We're here to help you.
And I'm from the IRS with a power to tax. Did you got a complaint? Sting of the fact.
Get out of this house. Surrender your guns. Give me your gold. You better obey if you want to come home. Cancel your stuff and do what you're told.
Hillary Salala, Reno Janet Dyke, reading the words of General Albert Pike.
demonic founder of the Ku Klux Klan, engineer of the Masonic Master Plan. Pike said Lucifer is God across this land. And Clinton saying, hit the mark in your right hand. While we're all dancing to the drums of the Fourth Reich, Clinton's preparing it for another huge hike.
Order.
Order out of chaos, depression, inflation, creates a panic and rapes the nation.
Order.
Crisis creation. Incite black and white. Program agitation.
Tommy Smith, you're surrounded by the UN in white and gray, the ATF, the men in black, of the one world order.
But it's not new. Iron Mountain, computer beasts, and cattle mutilations. Black projects, UFOs, and weird genetic combinations. The Nazi doctors didn't die. Come on, get him. They came here with the OSS through Operation Paperclip. National ID, debit card? Yeah. Vaccination biochip, milk carton kits, genetic engineering. Clinton says there's health plans for you and your own good. Sure. And Adolf Hitler's Robin Hood.
For who?
Masonic mind manipulation, inciting riots, it's crisis creation. Biochip implantation, vaccinate your kid for UN identification.
This is a test for all of us. So I have today just one simple request. A comprehensive package of health care benefits that are always there and can never be taken away.
This is the Voice of Freedom. You're listening to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, with studios in Eager, Arizona, broadcasting on satellite GE1, transponder 7, 7.56 audio, and over 700 FM stations across the nation and around the world. Stay tuned now for Quest for Help with Michael Cottingham.
You're listening to Quest for Health, and I'm your host, Michael Cottingham. Let's see here, a little technical difficulty. I always like to say that. I'm having a technical difficulty here. Somehow it means that you actually have a radio program. Tonight we're going to continue with the therapeutic uses of cannabis. And hopefully this will be the last night of this hemp cannabis report. It's going to get me in probably some trouble the way it is. But the truth, well, That's what's required when dealing with the truth. The last few nights, you have been listening to, I forget how many nights now, this may be the fifth night on part five or so. I don't know for certain. We've been doing it for a few nights now.